RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Danish Girl, now playing in area theaters.
Denmark and the Danish people are known for their social tolerance and progressivism, but the knowledge and acceptance of gender identity and fluidity in the 1920s was as foreign an idea as you could come up with. Surely there were those who identified as the opposite sex, but even if they could somehow explain it in those terms, they buried the truth as their deepest, darkest secret. Even if the individual stood up to tell the truth, there was nothing to be done about it. No hormone therapy, and certainly no gender reassignment surgery. Tom Hooper's The Danish Girl explores the first such person to undergo a sex change operation. Artist Einar Vayner, Lily Elba. Issues surrounding the transgendered are prominent topics in today's pop culture. Amazon's Transparent sweeps television award shows. Laverne Cox catapulted to stardom through HBO's Orange is the New Black. And there is the entire industry surrounding Caitlyn Jenner. Not so long ago, the most famous transgendered character was Buffalo Bill from The Silence of the Lambs. Not the most sympathetic portrayal. Even though it may appear to be a zeitgeist film, Lucinda Coxon wrote the screenplay long before the transgendered community achieved center stage. Coxon adapted David Ebershoff's novel of the same name, published in 2000, a fictional interpretation of Elba's own 1933 memoir, Man into Woman. Nearly 100 years before Caitlyn Jenner, Einar Vayner, played by Eddie Redmayne, knew he was born into the wrong body. Growing up confused, marrying fellow artist Gerda, played by Alicia Vikander, and enjoying a respectable amount of local celebrity. For his landscapes, Einar gradually discovers he is actually a she, and wants most of all to identify as a woman. At first playing along with the joke, Gerda sketches Einar dressed up as Lily, and those paintings become quite famous in their own right. Covering up the subject's remarkable resemblance, Lily was passed off as Einar's cousin, and not Einar in drag. Imagine the scandal. Becoming evident to Gerda in bits and pieces, she learns Lily is here to stay and her husband is most likely gone for good. Willing to help Lily, knowing full well she is destroying her marriage, Gerda acts against her own self-interest, as she somewhat reluctantly and then wholeheartedly encourages Lily. Gerda has her own ambition. She's a strong woman searching for professional success, separate from her husband's, in a decade not known for making room for a female's drive and equality. Their entire household was decades ahead of society in terms of female egalitarianism, and almost a full century ahead of gender identity concerns. The paintings in the film are not the actual Gerda Vayner paintings, due to their lack of resemblance to Eddie Redmayne, but they are correct in all other aspects rather than the face. Director Tom Hooper, who won an Oscar for The King's Speech, wanted as much authenticity as he could get. He filmed in Copenhagen, casted a Scandinavian to play Gerda, but settled on painting reproductions for the actual art. Knowing he wanted to direct The Danish Girl long before it was greenlit, Hooper gave Redmayne the script while he was still wrangling the massive musical Les Miserables. This was before Redmayne earned his own Oscar for The Theory of Everything. Director Lana, formerly Larry Wachowski, the co-creator of the Matrix trilogy, tutored Redmayne on the set of Jupiter Ascending about gender identity issues in the 1920s, and teaching the word transgender did not even exist. The medical profession diagnosed homosexuality and schizophrenia, and recommended radiation, lobotomies, and straitjackets as cures. While the story of Lily Elba is both fascinating and gorgeously shot by Danny Cohen, Oscar-nominated for The King's Speech, even though he relies on the same establishing shots outside the Vayner's apartment, The Danish Girl feels tedious. In repetitive scenes, Redmayne stares into the mirror or out the window and cries. After the transformation of clothing and the addition of wigs and makeup, Lily doesn't have much to do. Her speaking time plummets, and she is shuttled off into the corner to nervously smile and nod. Gerda is the more intriguing character of the duo, as she struggles to come to terms with the loss of her husband and how to help her. Vikander has been a revelation in 2015, bombarding movie screens in Ex Machina, Testament of Youth, and The Man from U.N.C.L.E., but The Danish Girl might be her strongest work yet. The film as a whole is not as effective as the cast's performance, yet it is a story worth learning about, particularly in today's times. That is why I give The Danish Girl 2.5 out of 4 stars.
The Danish Girl is rated R, now playing at Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.